I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle have won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Got another episode this week brought to you by Neds, our partners in crime for 2024. Head over to the Neds app and you can check out our profile there. Follow along with all our bets throughout the weekend, along with all the boys from About Even and whatnot. Go and check out the Neds app to follow along there. Prices obviously subject to change. We've got a few that we like this weekend, and there's a few that we like in the Queensland Derby this weekend between the North Queensland Cowboys and the Dolphins, which is a lovely little segue this week to Queensland Smokies for the Origin Series in 2024. A couple of weeks ago, we went through our New South Wales Blues Smokies for the series. And I'll be honest with you, I think there are a few more Blues Smokies that are likely to get in, probably more than Queensland, but there are a few guys that I want to touch on here. And I've sort of broken this into two categories. I think there's a couple of Smokies at the top that we'll talk about that you probably wouldn't call them Smokies. They haven't debuted yet. They're a chance to play, but they're probably a little bit more expected. Then I've got my real Smokies, guys that haven't debuted, that are probably an injury or two away, or people aren't expecting me to talk about. There's a couple of those that we need to get stuck into. The first one, obviously, Jermaine Hopgood from the Parramatta Eels. We've been talking about Jermaine for quite some time. I think there is a very, very good chance that he makes his Origin debut in game one. He was obviously in the squad last year. I believe it was for game three, and he's been in good form this year. He's been playing tremendous footy for the last 18 months. It would not surprise me at all. In fact, I'm kind of expecting Jermaine Hopgood to make his debut in Origin game one, especially when you consider the injuries that the Queensland Maroons have. A heap of guys missing there, your Tommy Gilberts, your Fleglers, your Tinos, these sort of guys. I do expect to see Jermaine Hopgood make his Origin debut in game one. So I don't know whether you'd call him a Smokey, maybe simply because he hasn't debuted yet, but I think it's pretty expected. The other two guys that I think are really good chances if we have injuries, you've obviously got Ezra Mam and Sam Walker, both been playing really good footy of late. I think Tommy Dearden's probably next man up if there is an injury, but it wouldn't shock me if at some point throughout this Origin series, you see one of Ezra Mam or Sam Walker step into this game. But once again, I do think they're obviously behind money, DCE and Tommy Dearden. But another one to keep an eye on there, those two. Now, let's get into the real Smokies. These are the guys that have not played for Queensland yet that I think could be a genuine chance. Even at full strength, I reckon these guys are a genuine chance to sneak into this side. Some more than others, there's no doubt about that, and I'll highlight those guys. But these are the guys that I think, you know, they could be 18th, 19th men throughout this squad, get an opportunity if there's injuries and whatnot. A few guys that are probably not on people's radar when it comes to Origin footy, but I think they will be very soon, and I think they'd already be well and truly on Coach Billy Slater's radar. The first one is my boy Maxi Plath from the Dolphins. Obviously a kid that has come through the grades as a halfback. It wasn't that long ago he was kicking match-winning field goals in extra time in the junior grades up there in Queensland. Now he's a lock forward for the Dolphins. Got his opportunity to show what he could do in the 13 jersey a few weeks ago when the great Raymond Stone had a HIA, and he's just gone from strength to strength. Maxi Plath had a suspension a couple of weeks ago that kept him out of a bit of footy, but I think you guys have seen the pedigree. Obviously, the Plath family, very famous up there in Queensland. His old man, a very good footballer as well. And I genuinely think Max is going to be a guy that plays 10-plus State of Origin games for the Queensland Maroons. And I think once he gets in, I think he'll be very similar to Reuben Cotter. I think he will he'll walk into the Origin arena and he'll fit in straight away. And I think he'll very, very quickly become a Queensland Maroons favourite, similar to Reuben Cotter. He actually reminds me a lot of Cotter, just with a little bit of a higher skill set. So tough as nails, big motor, always seems to put himself in the right spots, but he's got a very high footy IQ as well, and I think you're starting to see that week to week there at the Dolphins when he's playing in that 13 jersey. So Maxi Plath, he's probably my favourite. I know there's a lot of other guys that could be in that Queensland 17 come game one, but depending on how they build this team, I really wouldn't be surprised to see Max Plath land a spot on the bench. The thing that probably hurts him is that you've got Harry Grant and Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt in particular, he's a guy that can play halfback, he can play hooker, he can play lock, which is sort of that role that you do want to see Plath make. So that's the one thing that might make it hard for him, but I am very, very confident that Max Plath plays State of Origin over the next few years, and you might even find that if they want to have a two-prong hooker attack after Ben Hunt stops playing State of Origin, Max Plath might even be the answer to that. And it might be that he plays the first 20 minutes at 9, and then you see Harry Grant come on and play the 60, and then Max Plath can come on as a 13 later in the game when Paddy Carrigan needs a rest. I just think he's going to be a very, very good player, Max Plath. I think he's going to suit State of Origin very well. And in particular, I think he's going to suit the Queensland Maroons very, very well. And I think Slater is going to absolutely love him. Another guy that I think is worth giving a shout out to, I'd have him behind Plath, even though he's been playing a little bit longer, is Kobe Hetherington from the Brisbane Broncos. Tough as nails, bit of a smaller body, but we've seen that when you've got a side like Queensland, he's a guy that could fit in. Different body shapes, very, very handy to have. I always go back to the grand final last year, the Panthers and the Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos got run down in that game, but there was a tackle he made on Moses Leota that if they go on to win that grand final, if Nathan Cleary doesn't score that try at the end, they win by 6 points. I'm telling you, it gets remembered as one of the great grand final tackles. Go back and watch it. He had no right to make it, Kobe Hetherington, but he's just so fucking tough that he made it happen. Kobe Hetherington, he's another forward that I could see over the next few years getting a shot for the Queensland Maroons. Another guy from the Brisbane Broncos. And he doesn't get the attention. He's surrounded by guys like Payne Haas. He's surrounded by guys like Paddy Carrigan, these sort of guys. But I'll tell you what, Corey Jensen has been going great so far this year. And even last year when he got his opportunities, I thought he was fantastic as well. Probably a guy that's a bit of a long shot, and he's probably only really in the conversation because there are so many injuries to middle forwards. But I think at the moment he's playing better football than Mo Fotowaker, for example, who's another guy that I've seen thrown in teams. Corey Horsburgh is not even on the field at the moment playing. So Corey Jensen, I think he's probably a little bit closer than what people think, but I do still think he is a little bit of a distance away. But he's another one to watch that if they had the heap of injuries, I think he's a tough, handy front row forward that I wouldn't surprise to see Billy Slater pluck him out of nowhere and chuck him in the Origin arena. Another one is Josh Kerr. When Wayne Bennett coached the Queensland Maroons in 2020, he was in the squad. He didn't actually play, but at the end of the series, Wayne Bennett gave him their Queensland Spirit Award because he was just so good around camp. I think his form for the Dolphins over the last few weeks has been fantastic, and I think over the next few weeks with a couple of injuries they've picked up recently, Flegler, Bromwich, these sort of guys, I think Kerr's going to become more and more relevant. I think he's going to be one to watch as well. He's obviously been in the camp before, hasn't played Origin, but Josh Kerr, one to keep an eye on. Another one that at the start of the season, I probably didn't think he had the ability to be able to get into this sort of conversation, but I think he's been really good for the Melbourne Storm. Trent Leroux, and I apologise, I can never say his last name wrong, but I reckon Trent's one that's a genuine chance. I know that obviously Billy Slater, he's got a strong connection to the Melbourne Storm system, very good relationship with Craig Bellamy and whatnot, and I'm sure that he'd be keeping a very close eye on this guy. I think defensively around the ruck, he has been fantastic. The problem is he's got guys like Pat Carrigan, Reuben Cotter in front of him. A guy like Maxi Plath probably offers a little bit more, but he has been playing good footy for the last 2 years, Trent Leroux, so one to keep an eye on there. But for me, my favourite Smokey is Max Plath. If you go back and watch the KO show that we did a few months ago up there before the Dolphins game, Ray Stone was actually out with a HIA, and it was what gave Max Plath his opportunity to play 13. I said to Ray Stone that day, mate, Talk to me about Max, because he looks like a real player of the future to me. I've said it a few times, Ray Stone, he doesn't say too much, but you could tell when he was talking about Max Plath how excited he was about him. And I felt like when Ray Stone was talking about him, he knew he was talking about one of his own. And of course, Ray Stone, a well-known fucking lunatic, very good footballer, tough as nails. And I just picked up on a little vibe there from Ray Stone that he knew that this kid's a special talent as well. He was interviewed Wayne Bennett the other day and asked about Max Plath. The first thing he said was he's just tough. And for Wayne Bennett to point that out straight away and a kid his age who used to be a halfback in the team that he's got, that says a lot to me. So out of all these guys, obviously Hopgood, he's probably the red-hot favourite to make his debut. That's probably been long awaited now after being 18th man last year. But I'm telling you, this Max Plath, I think there is something special in this kid. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays for Queensland this year. And when he does, I think it'll be very similar to Reuben Cotter. I think he'll make a big splash early. I think he'll be one of those guys that at the end of the game, we're all sitting here going, oh, he's a fucking typical Queenslander, gets picked out of nowhere, puts on a Maroons jersey and grows an extra leg and goes a million. I'm really, really confident on Max Plath as an Origin player of the future, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a gig pretty soon. Today's episode, guys, Queensland Smokies for season 2024 is brought to you by Neds. As we said off the top, they are our official partners for the season. Make sure you go over to the Neds app, follow along with the Rugby League Guru profile. You can keep up to date with all my bets throughout the week. Tom and Eddie's bets, Sebo, everyone from about even there as well. You can copy them, you can change them, you can do whatever you want to all those bets on the Neds app. Come and join the Rugby League Guru group and the About Even group. An absolute stack happening in there. Origin football, it is not too far away. It's all going to start really peaking the conversation over the next few weeks. We're going to have injuries, we're going to have suspensions. There's going to be a lot that's going to happen over the next few weeks that might just allow some of these small Smokies from New South Wales and Queensland to get a gig in the Origin Arena.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Or visit the website.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.